saw Donnie earlier. Is he still here? Donnie?
Thank you. Is that a problem?
Actually, if you could probably sit in this one, I'm probably going to use that.
Thank you. cars after that.
Okay.
Two of them.
Okay.
So you came in two bars early.
Right.
Okay, let's try it again. Reset, please. Top again.
Fugitives everywhere, Paris, New York, even in Small Rock.
Small Rock?
Where you come from?
Oh, yeah, Little Rock. Yes, I know fugitives in Little Rock. You're looking at one. To read my local paper, you'd think I'm the most important nurse in the entire Navy. And it's only a matter of time before I become a Lady Admiral.
You do not look much like an admiral.
You should have seen me before the rain and heat and mud got to my disposition. But it isn't rainy today. Gosh, it's so beautiful here. Just look at that yellow sun. You know, I don't think it's the end of the world like everyone else thinks. I just can't work myself up to getting that low. Do you think I'm crazy, too? They all do over at the Fleet Hospital. You know what they call me? Knucklehead Nelly.
Hey.
I'm, suppose I am. But I can't help it. When the sky is a bright canary yellow, I forget every cloud I've ever seen. So they call me a cockeyed optimist, immature and incurably green. I have heard people rant and rave and bellow that we're done and we might as well be dead. But I'm only a cockeyed optimist and I can't get into my head. I hear the human race is falling on its face and hasn't very far to go. But every whippoorwill is selling me a bill and telling me it just ain't so. I could say life is just a ball of jello and appear more intelligent and smart, but I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope and I can't get it out of my heart.
When you joined the Navy, what were you a fugitive from?
Gosh, I don't know. It was more like I was running to something. I wanted to see what the world was like. Outside Little Rock, I mean. And I wanted to meet different kinds of people and find out if I like it better. And I'm finding out.
Would you like some cognac?
I'd love some. Wonder how I'd feel living on a hillside, looking on an ocean beautiful and still.
This is what I need, this is what I've longed for, someone young and smiling, climbing up my hill.
We are not alike, probably I'd bore him, he's a cultured Frenchman, I'm a little hick.
Younger men than I, officers and doctors probably pursue her. She could have her pick.
Wonder why I feel jittery and jumpy. I am like a schoolgirl waiting for a dance.
Can I ask her now? I am like a schoolboy. What will be her answer? Do I have? Sometimes go to Australia during the hot months. It can get very hot here.
It can get hot in Arkansas, too.
I have many books here. If you want to borrow some, Arcel Proust.
Mm-hmm.
André Gide.
Isn't that something?
Did you study French in school?
Oh, yes.
Then you can read French.
No, I can conjugate a few verbs. I bet you read a lot.
Out here, one becomes hungry to learn everything. Not to miss anything. Not to let anything good pass by. One waits so long for what is good that when at last it comes, one must speak and act quickly. Even if it seems almost foolish to be so quick. I know it is only 2 weeks. A dinner given at your officers' club. Do you remember?
Yes.
And that is the way things happen sometimes, isn't it, Ellie?
Yes, it is. And you?
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you'll know even then that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing, you may hear her laughing across a crowded room, then night after night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter. tell you why. Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you, fly to her side and make her your own. For all through your life you'll be dream all alone. Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found
glad to see him die. It was not to my discredit. Do you believe me?
You say it's all right. I hardly know you, and yet I know it's all right.
Thank you, Nelly. I think you like my place.
Yes.
It could be yours. Someday. Would you think about that?
Yes, I will think about that.
Mademoiselle? My jeep?
Oh, my jeep! I'm on duty in 10 minutes!
And you will think?
I will think. Goodbye, Emil.
A hick from the sticks. I must remember that. Jerome, in Ghana.
Is he Papa?
How are we? Chante, Papa.
Then home, Chicago, to sexy sweetheart. Hey, where you go? Come back! Come back! Cheapskate! Crazy GI! Sad sack! Drummy! Droopy draws!
Hey, Mary! Call him a stingy bastard. Okay.
Stingy bastard! I learned fast. Pretty soon I talk English good as any crummy marine. Stingy bastard!
Bloody Mary chewing beetle-nuts. She is always chewing beetle-nuts. Bloody Mary's chewing beetle-nuts, and she don't use Pepsodent. Now ain't that too bad?
Sweaty pie. I got 50 beautiful grass skirts here made by Stewpot and the professor here. Make me an offer.
I'll give you $10. Oh, it's not yet.
Hey, big dealer. Hey, Luther Billis. You ruined my shirt.
The Billis laundry is not responsible for minor burns and tears. So, what do you say, Sweatso? I'll let you have the whole bunch for $80.
Give you $10.
Hey, is that a boar's tooth bracelet on your wrist? From over there on Bali High. What do you want for it, Mary?
$100.
It's cheaper than I thought. What do you say, Professor?
Luther, those things are scarce as hens do.
Make you special offer, big dealer. Boar's tooth bracelet for all grass skirt. But it's no deal until you throw something for good luck.
Okay. What do you want me to throw in?
$100! Good luck!
Damned Bally High! Why does it have to be off limits? We gotta get a boat and get over there.
But Billis, only officers can sign up boats.
Then I'll latch on to some officer who'd like to see that boar's tooth ceremonial as much as I would. There's dancing and drinking, everything.
We all know why you want to go to Bally High. It ain't boar's teeth.
It is boar's teeth and women.
We got sunlight on the sand, we got moonlight on the sea.
We got mangoes and bananas you can pick right off a tree.
We got
falling ballers, ping pong, and a lot of dandy games.
What ain't we got? We ain't got dance.
We get speeches from our skipper,
and advice from Tokyo Bros.
We get letters down from Boyfield.
We get dizzy from the smell.
What don't we get?
You know damn well.
We got nothing to put on a clean white suit for. What we need is what there ain't no substitute for.
There is nothing like a day, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a day.
We feel restless, we feel blue, we feel lonely and in grief. We feel every kind of feeling,
but the feeling of relief.
We feel hungry as a wolf felt when he bit Red Riding Hood.
What don't we feel?
We don't feel good.
Come here. Lots of things in life are beautiful, but brother, there is one particular thing that is nothing whatsoever in any way, shape, or form like any other.
There is nothing like a dame, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame. Nothing else is built the same, nothing in the world.
There is absolutely
cleats ain't hard.
How much, Luther?
Oh, no. Not from you, Miss Forbush.
Gosh, you're a treasure. Bye-bye, Luther. Hot, two, three, four.
She's a nice little girl. But some of those nurses, the officers can have them.
They got them. Well, they can have them.
So suppose a day made bright or completely free from flaws.
As simple as a fact, although it's kind of Santa Claus.
Yes, I suppose them to worry over things that they have not.
Be thankful for
the things they got.
Nothing thinks like a day. Nothing acts like a day. Or attracts like a day. There ain't a thing that's wrong with any man here that can't be cured by putting him here. A girly woman in female feminine.
Crummier than that. I'm a lieutenant.
Lieutenant.
Yeah, lieutenant.
Hiya, lieutenant. Are you new on the rock?
Just came in from Little Island, south of Marie Louise.
And you've been up there where they use real bullets.
Hey, lieutenant, you damn sexy man.
Thanks, you're looking pretty fit yourself. Say, I'm looking for a French planter. Name Emile Debec.
Hey, lieutenant, you want real human head? Send home Chicago to sexy sweetheart.
My sweetheart's a Philadelphia girl.
What does that mean, Philadelphia girl? No sexy?
Where'd you get a human head anyway?
Oh, Bali High.
Hey, Billis, there's your officer.
Bali High's that island over there with the two volcanoes. Officers can get launches and go over there.
Bali High mean, I am your special island. Mean, here I am. Bali High is your special island, lieutenant. You listen. You hear island call you? You hear something?
I hear the sound of the wind and the waves. That's all.
You not hear something calling?
I think I hear something. Shut your big fat mouth.
Hear voice? Most people live on the...
Shut your big fat mouth.
Hear voice?
Lieutenant, right now that island is off limits due to the fact that the French planters have all their young women running around there. But you being an officer, you could get a launch. I'd even be willing to requisition a boat for you. What do you say, Lieutenant?
Bali High may call you any night, any day. In your heart, you'll hear it call you. Come away, come away.
Now, Lieutenant?
No.
I see what you mean, being off limits and all. It would take a lot of persuading to get me to go over there. But another thing goes on over there, the ceremonial of the boar's tooth. After they kill the boar, they pass around some of that coconut liquor and women dance with only skirts on. Then everyone gets to know everyone pretty well.
Bali High will whisper on the wind of the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me.
It's just a little tribal ceremonial, but astonishing. And I thought you being up in the shooting war without any recreation, I thought you might be interested.
Right now, I've got to report to the island commander.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Billis.
Old Iron Billis coming.
We'll talk about it, Dylan. Hey, Stupid, didn't you tell those guys at the store to stop making grass skirts? I said I want heads. Human heads. And I don't care what you make them out of.
I think you're looking for me.
Captain Brackett, I'm Lieutenant Joseph Cable, sir.
This is Commander Harbison, my executive officer. So what's this all about?
These islands are in danger because we have no first-hand intelligence, and what we need is a man with a radio, hiding out on Marie Louise when they start down the bottleneck.
You'd have to sneak this man ashore at night from a submarine.
Yes, sir. I've been elected. How long do you think a man could last there sending out messages before the Japs found him? They could find you in a week. It could be worth it if it were the right week.
And with some detailed information, our side might get moving.
I'd be okay if I could take a man who knew the country. There's a French civilian here named Emile Debec, who used to have a plantation on Marie Louise.
Meet me in my office in half an hour, Cable. Come on, Bill. Maybe we'll get into this war yet. He moved here 16 years ago, lived with a Polynesian woman, had two children by her, and she died. Seems he left France in a hurry. Killed a guy.
Might be a handyman to have around. Miss Forbush is here, Captain.
Come in, Miss Forbush. May I present Lieutenant Joseph Cable?
Hello, Lieutenant.
Miss Forbush, could you tell us what you know about Emile Debec?
Well, we met at the officers' club dance, and we had lunch once.
Did you discuss politics over lunch?
No, sir.
What do you know about his family?
He has no family. No wife, nobody.
He hasn't any children?
No, sir.
No children.
Seems, looks like the Becks kept a few secrets from her captain.
Well, you don't spring a couple of Polynesian kids on a woman right off the bat. Miss Forbush, did the Beck ever tell you why he left France?
Yes, sir, because he killed a man. Why, do you suspect him of something?
We just don't know very much about him. And we wonder if you'd help us find out.
Well, I can try.
Thank you, Miss Forbush. Anything will help.
I guess I don't know very much about him, do I?
Oh, Miss Forbush, the Phyllis Bath Club got some hot water for you today.
Oh, thank you, Luther. It'll do me a lot of good to get this sand out of my hair.
If you need some extra water, my bath club boys will take care of you.
So tell us, Nellie, what did old Iron Belly want?
Oh, nothing. Just something about the Thanksgiving show.
And what's the trouble, Knucklehead?
There's not going to be any trouble anymore because I've made up my mind. It's all off.
With the
meal? Uh-huh. I'm going to break it off clean before it's too late.
What did he do?
Nothing. I just guess I don't really know him very well. And before I go any further, I just better not get started.
Okay.
I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. Get the picture? I'm going to wave that man right out of my arms. I'm going to wave that man right out of my arms. I'm going to wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Don't try to patch it up.
Tear it up, tear it up.
Wash him out, dry him out.
Push him out, fly him out.
Cancel him and let him go.
Yes, sister.
If you fly on separate beams, waste no time, make a change. Run that man right off your range. Rub him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams. I'm gonna wash that man. hey, I'm gonna watch that son on his way.
Hello!
Oh! Hello.
Is that a new American song?
It's an American type song. We were kind of putting in our own words.
In your American songs, one is either desirous to get rid of one's love, or one weeps for a man one cannot have. I like a song that says, I love you, and you love me, and isn't that fine?
Yes, that's fine.
Nelly, would you come to my home for dinner next Friday?
Oh, I don't think I'll be able to come, Emil.
Well, this is for all my friends to meet you, and for you to meet them. I want you to know more about me, how I live and think.
To know more about you?
Yes, you know very little about me.
That's right, I don't. Emil, do you think about politics much? And if so, what do you think about politics?
Do you mean my political philosophy?
I think that's what I mean.
Well, to begin with, I believe in the free life, freedom for everyone.
Like in the Declaration of Independence?
Say so. All men are created equal, isn't it?
Emil, you really believe that?
Freedom is why I came here. Like your pilgrims, I step foot off a boat into another world, where I am now, and where I want to stay. Nelly, will you marry me? Our lives are so short, Nelly. The time I have now is precious to me. Have you been thinking about what I asked you?
I have been thinking. Born on opposite sides of the sea, we are as different as people can be.
It's true.
And yet you want to marry me.
I do.
I've known you a few short weeks, and yet somehow you've made my heart forget all other men I have ever met, but you, but you.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger, you may see a stranger across the crowded room, and somehow you give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanting evening, when you find your true love, when you feel him pull you across a crowded room, and fly to her side and make her your own, or also your life you may dream of alone.
Once you have found him, never let him go.
Once you have found, next Friday?
Uh-huh. every one of my crowd to make fun of my proud protestations of faith and romance. And they'll say I'm naive as a babe to believe any fable I hear from a person in pants. Fearlessly, I'll face them and argue their doubts away. Loudly, I'll sing about flowers in spring. Flatly, I'll stand on my little flat feet and say, love is a grand and a beautiful thing. Ashamed to reveal the world famous feeling I feel. I'm as corny as Kansas in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. I am in a conventional dish with a conventional star in my eye. And you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon, happy night pouring light on the dew. I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy. I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromic and bright as a moon, happy night pouring light on the dew. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with the wonderful.
Have to go. Second, this is a very dangerous mission. Third, this might just turn the tide of war in this area.
I understand all these things, and my answer must be no. When a man faces death, he must weigh values very carefully. He must weigh the sweetness of his own life against the thing he is asked to die for. The probability of death is very great for both Lieutenant Cable and me. I am not certain that I believe that what you ask is possible.
We're against the Japs. It's as simple as that.
I know what you're against. What are you for?
Ah, to hell with this, DeBeck. Aren't you just in love with a girl and you're putting her above everything else in the world?
Yes. I do care about my life with her more than anything else in the world. This I believe in. This I am sure of. This I have. I cannot risk to lose it. Good day, gentlemen.
He's an honest man, but he's wrong. Of course we can't guarantee him a better world if we win. Point is, we can be damn sure it'll be worse if we lose, can't we? Well, can't we?
Of course.
What should I do, Captain? Go back to my outfit tonight?
No, Take a couple of days off and unwind. Take a boat and go fishing. A boat?
All aboard!
Anybody cut any boar's teeth out?
It ain't the cutting of boar's teeth exactly. It's what comes afterwards.
Phyllis, you go boar's teeth ceremony. Natalia, you come with me. Come, you have good time. Come.
Whoa, where are you taking me, Mary? What is this? There's nobody here.
You wait, Natalia.
Wait. Wait for what?
For this. You like?
Who is she?
Liat. Liat. Liat is French name, but she no French girl. She Tonkinese like me. We very pretty people, no?
Liat. Do you speak English, Liat?
Je parle français un peu.
Moi aussi un peu.
I leave you now, Lieutenant.
Are you afraid of me?
No.
Avez-vous peur?
No. Oui.
Ah, but you're just a kid. How did that Bloody Mary get a kid like you to come here? I don't get it. Cette vieille femme, votre amie?
Ma mère.
Your mother. Bloody Mary is your mother? Oh. I guess that's the boat calling me back.
No.
It's the boat, all right. Oh, let him wait.
I touch your hand and my arms grow strong. Like a pair of doubles that burst with song. My eyes look down at your lovely face, and I hold the world in my embrace. Younger than springtime are you, softer than starlight are you, warmer than winds of June are the gentle lips you gave me, gayer than laughter are you, sweeter than music are you, angel and lover, heaven and earth are you to me. And when your youth and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do, then younger than springtime am I.
gayer than laughter. Am I angel and lover, heaven and earth? Am I?
This is how it feels
living on a hillside. Here we are, just like two old married people. Our guests have gone home and we're alone.
This is what I need. This is what I've longed for. Someone young and smiling here upon my hill.
Emil, people in Little Rock would say we have nothing in common. But they'd be wrong. We have something very important in common. Very much in common.
Yes, we're both in love.
Yes, but more than that, we're the same kind of people, fundamentally, you and me. We get excited about things. We get enthusiastic about things. It's really quite exciting when two people are like that. We're not blasé, you know what I mean?
We are both knuckleheads. Cockeyed optimists.
I hear the human race is falling on its face.
One hasn't very far to go.
But every whippoorwill is selling me a bill and telling me it just ain't so. I could say life is just a ball of jello and appear more intelligent and smart. But I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope, and I can't get it out of my heart. Not this
heart. Nellie, I have a surprise for you. You stand over here. Close your eyes. No peeking. Beat feet. Say bonsoir, mademoiselle.
Bonsoir, mademoiselle.
Bonsoir! Oh, aren't they adorable? They're the cutest things I ever saw in my whole life. What are your names?
Nellie, I want you to meet Ingana and Jerome. Ingana and Jerome, Nellie.
Nellie.
Beat en couché. Beat, beat.
Bonsoir, Nellie.
Bonsoir, Nellie.
Bonsoir! Oh, aren't they adorable? Those big black eyes staring at you, those cute little faces. Are they your butlers?
They're mine.
Of course they are. They look exactly like you, don't they? Where'd you hide their mother?
She's dead, Nellie.
Emil, they are yours.
Yes, I am their father.
And their mother, she was...
She was Polynesian. And she was beautiful, Nellie, and charming. I want you to know, I have no apologies. I came here as a young man. I lived as I could.
Of course, of course.
But I have not been selfish. No woman ever hated me or tried to hurt me.
No woman could ever want to hurt you, Emil. Oh, what time is it? I promised to get that Jeep back. Oh, this is awful. Look at the time.
Nellie, wait, please. I will drive you home.
You will do no such thing. Anyway, I couldn't leave the Jeep here. I've got to get it back by morning, and no, I
don't,
just...
Don't go yet, Nellie. Don't go yet, please.
Oh, this is terrible. I won't be able to face the girls at the hospital. You can't imagine the way they look at you when you come in late. I'll call you. Oh, thank you for tonight, Emil. I had a wonderful time. It was the nicest party, and you're a perfect host.
Don't go. Don't go now, Nellie, please. Nellie, I love you. Do you hear me, Nellie? I love you.
I love you, too. Honestly, I do. Please, just let me go. Just let me go.
Thank you.
Once you have found her,
Let's try that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, one more time.
Right, first one was stronger, okay. Okay, let's take 10, I'm sorry, take 10 and then we'll come back to the second one, okay? Yeah?
Yes, and I'm not on my knee, 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 and I'm
to a ladder. And then she, you guys wait, and when she puts her arms up to you, then you go and
Then Yeah, but you'd be dead.
Okay, here we are. Places.